Welcome to Food and Life Freedom, the podcast that helps you heal your relationship with food and body. Today, we are exploring the 10 principles of intuitive eating, which provide the framework to support you to stop dieting and stressing over food and have a healthy and supportive relationship with food. I'm Emma Townsend, a UK registered dietitian and a certified intuitive eating counselor. I support clients to stop stressing over food rules and to naturally eat in a way that supports their body and mind. This episode is brought to you by Reclaiming Your Food Freedom, an online course that brings you all the tools and support you need for a healthy relationship with food and your body. To learn more about how you can reclaim your food freedom, head to foodlifefreedom.com. And because we are all unique, this episode cannot offer personalized advice. Please use this as an opportunity to learn and explore, but if something does not feel right for you, then it's not meant for your unique self. And if you have any health concerns, please seek personalized support from a registered healthcare provider. So let's dive straight into this episode on the 10 principles of intuitive eating. Unlike diets or weight loss programs, which focus on knowledge or rules around food, the 10 principles of intuitive eating guide you to stop following food rules and instead reconnect with your body first to be your number one guide. As food rules can never know what, when, and how much your unique body needs, having rules to follow can cause a disconnect between what your body is asking for and what your mind believes it needs. By learning to trust your body over these outside rules, it allows you to stop the fight between your body and mind, which often leads to out of control food behaviors such as obsessively thinking about food and binge or emotional eating. Intuitive eaters naturally eat without second guessing their food choices or obsessing over food, but still with awareness for caring for their body. These 10 principles of intuitive eating are the backbone of the process that intuitive eating coaches and counselors use to support you to become an intuitive eater. Although some principles are important to cover early on and others later in the process, they are still fluid and flexible, and how much time needed on each will vary between people. As intuitive eating is about connecting with what your body needs instead of following someone else's rules, the principles of intuitive eating are focused on developing awareness and trust for the internal sensations inside your body. These internal sensations are the language your body uses to communicate what it needs. The principles of intuitive eating guide you to let go of societal expectations that disconnect you with your body's communication, and then learn to feel and trust your body as your number one guide in your eating and self-care. So let's explore the 10 principles that will guide you to develop trust with your own body so that you can stop stressing over food rules and become an intuitive eater. The first principle, and also the principle that is important to explore right from the start, is reject the diet mentality. So how often is your fear of or your guilt around food linked to a fear of weight gain? While we hold on to cultural ideals of how our body should look, we will hold on to some desire to control our body and a fear of what food will do to our weight. This will then keep us stuck in a deprivation mindset, which rather than supporting us to eat foods that make us feel good, it triggers guilt, shame, and deprivation-based eating, such as emotional eating or binge eating. As we start intuitive eating, we must explore our diet culture, the way our culture worships thinness above all other body types, and the value and morality that is placed on our food choices. Diets don't work for weight loss for the vast majority of people. The most likely outcome is weight cycling, also called yo-yo dieting, which is linked to poorer health outcomes. And diets cause harm by triggering disordered eating, such as binge or emotional eating, poor self-worth, worsened body image, and reduced engagement in social activities. Recognizing the harm dieting has done, getting angry at the ongoing lies, and letting go of the false promises from diet culture are challenging, but an important first and ongoing step as we open up space to stop dieting and following food rules and become an intuitive eater. The second principle of intuitive eating is honor your hunger. We often want to focus on not eating, quote unquote, too much or eating to uncomfortable levels. But before getting there, we need to check in that we are eating enough. The most common cause of binge or emotional eating or overeating is actually not eating enough or not eating regularly enough. That's because our biological hunger drives are designed to make sure we get enough food. Our body communicates hunger through internal sensations inside your body. But if you are used to using diet rules to guide you, you may not feel or understand this communication until you feel extremely hungry and ravenous. And a normal hunger cue at this stage of hunger is to constantly think about food. Consistently eating at earlier hunger allows for peaceful, conscious eating where we can make a decision on what food will best support us. However, later hunger feels more urgent and leads to craving higher energy foods. It is normal for anyone when ravenously hungry to eat quickly, crave high calorie foods, and eat to an uncomfortable fullness. If we are usually feeling hunger at this more ravenous stage, it can create false proof that you need a diet to guide you. But really, it's just your body's natural response to your hunger. You cannot expect your body to stop eating at a comfortable level of fullness until it trusts that food will be available next time it needs it. You must start honoring your hunger before focusing on any out of control eating experiences. You can do this by eating when you feel hungry, or if you don't know your body's hunger signals, eating at regular intervals while you learn to tune back in. While we often think of physical hunger signals as quote unquote real hunger, these sensations such as like a grumbling stomach are often the more extreme hunger signals. Some earlier hunger signals are starting to think about food, food smelling good, or feeling tired. Everyone experiences hunger slightly differently, so getting to know your body's hunger signals is an important step to becoming an intuitive eater. The next principle is making peace with all foods. To become an intuitive eater, we must view all foods as morally neutral and have unconditional permission to eat all foods. So fruit is equal to sweets and vegetables are on an even playing field with pastries. There is a fear that when we allow all foods unconditionally, we will want to always eat the foods we are currently trying to avoid. But actually, the opposite is true. It is the deprivation of the foods that leads you to obsessively think about and crave them. From a place of deprivation eating, avoided foods can be experienced with intensity, overeating, and a side of guilt. When all foods are considered morally neutral, we make space to eat all foods mindfully and for our body to fancy a range of nutritious and fun foods. The myth I often hear is that intuitive eating promotes all foods as equal nutritionally. This is not true, and of course all foods have different nutritional values. But we don't eat foods in isolation. We eat a range of foods because we need a range of nutrients, energy, and we have a range of moods that suit different foods. Foods have different nutritional profiles, but they are not morally different. So principle number four is challenge the food police. The food police is the language we use around food, both internal, such as our thoughts, and the language we use to communicate with others. Language such as good and bad, healthy and unhealthy, fuels morality over food. If we deem a food unhealthy, we generally tie it to being less worthy or making you an unhealthy person for eating it. Thinking a food is bad usually translates to feeling bad for eating it. This can trigger guilt and shame, which is not supportive of our health or well-being, and it often fuels further stress eating. In reality, there's no such thing as a quote-unquote bad food, because it's just food. Individually, a food cannot be considered healthy or unhealthy because we do not eat foods in isolation or for one purpose only. All foods can play a role in our lives, whether it is biological nourishment, energy for our brain, or emotional, social, or cultural nourishment. Removing good and bad or healthy and unhealthy labels on food and allowing all foods to be morally neutral will support you to stop the guilt, judgment, and shame around foods and tune into how a food feels in your body and supports your life and well-being. Principle number 5 is discover satisfaction. Just as getting nutrients from food is required for good health, so too is getting pleasure, comfort, and connection from eating experiences. If we choose foods we feel we should have rather than what we really feel like, we are denying ourselves the pleasure and satisfaction that come with eating, and we will likely keep thinking about and craving food. There is a fear that satisfaction only comes from quote unquote unhealthy foods, and from a diet mindset, it likely will. But when we have worked through principles 3 and 4, we will find our body craves both the biological nutrients and the pleasure and comfort. So we will naturally feel like a variety of foods to be satisfied. Allowing ourselves what we really feel like means we can eat a meal or snack and move on rather than continuously thinking about food between meals and snacks. Principle number 6 is feel your fullness. Many people start intuitive eating because they experience eating to uncomfortable fullness levels, such as when binge eating or emotional eating, for example. But before focusing on how to stop eating at fullness, you need to check in with principle 2, honor your hunger, and firstly be eating enough and consistent food. If it is unknown when the next meal or snack will be available, it is natural for your body to want to eat as much as possible in each eating opportunity. This can lead to developing less attunement of fullness and experiencing fullness only at an uncomfortable or extreme level. Once you are consistently honoring your hunger, you can begin to tune into how your body feels during and after a meal, developing connection with what your body feels when it is at a comfortable level of fullness. In our culture, fullness can often be deemed a negative experience, or that it comes with some morality and being less full is better. In reality, fullness is just communication from your body. And like with other communications such as hunger, it exists in different levels. When starting out with intuitive eating, sometimes we can be so fixated on not eating to fullness that we try to stop at a just not hungry level rather than a true satisfying fullness, which keeps us stuck thinking about food often in the day. Allowing yourself to experiment with different feelings or levels of fullness will help you learn where your fullness sweet spot is. So principle 7 of intuitive eating is coping with emotions without food. So eating is an emotional experience. So this does not mean separating emotion from eating. Food is supposed to provide comfort and pleasure, connection and culture. If we try to separate emotion from eating, choosing foods only for the nutrients, you will keep craving foods that provide this pleasure. Oftentimes when we feel we are emotional eaters, the first check is that we are allowing enough pleasurable foods to satisfy the emotional role of food and eating enough food to satisfy the biological role of food. However, if food is being used in place of other coping tools, it can stop us finding an effective way to manage and cope with emotion. Emotion is felt in your body through internal sensations, and difficult emotion such as guilt, anxiety, and sadness can feel uncomfortable. Seeking an escape from these emotions is really normal, and sometimes food may be what we need to soothe. However, intuitive eaters learn to recognize their emotional states and explore their coping tools. So food is not the only coping tool they turn to. Eating does not commonly become uncomfortable, and they have other tools to support them as needed. They can also explore the underlying triggers for recurring difficult emotion. They explore what self-care and other support they may need to meet their emotional needs as well. Principle 8 is respect your body. So you cannot look after a body you wish to have in the future. You can only ever look after your current body. You must treat your here and now body as worthy and valued, even if it does not look the way you would like. Respecting that your body has needs which it deserves to have met. Our culture has a way of shaming us into healthy behaviors, but self-hate and judgment makes us less able to include supportive behaviors that care for our body and support our health and quality of life. Intuitive eaters prioritize care of their here and now bodies with nourishment, self-care, and pleasure. Intuitive eating is a health at every size framework, meaning we prioritize making changes directly for physical and mental health, whatever that looks like for you, rather than focusing on weight loss or making assumptions about a person's health or lifestyle based on weight. Respecting your body can be hard in a culture that constantly tells us to punish and blame our bodies. Often intuitive eaters may focus on developing body acceptance and respect to move the focus from changing the body rather than trying to love or even like their body. You don't have to get to a loving or liking your body place to be an intuitive eater, but you do need to develop body respect. So principle 9 is enjoyable movement. The physical and mental health benefits of movement are too often swallowed by a cultural focus on weight loss, which in turn leads to rigid, unenjoyable exercise regimes. Research shows so many health benefits of physical activity, regardless of whether we lose weight or not, and regardless of our body size. When weight loss is the goal of exercise, movement is less likely to be continued long-term and more associated with guilt and shame, which is not supportive of health. Switching the focus to enjoyable movement means we will feel the benefits, want to move our bodies, and continue for the long-term. If physical activity is not enjoyable for you, perhaps tune into why. Has it always been associated with weight loss or shame? Were you bullied for your body or sports ability? Has movement felt out of reach in your body or hard to find comfortable clothes? Finding the reasons behind why you do not enjoy it can help find movement you do enjoy or feel comfortable doing. Reframing militant sounding exercise to movement also expands your options, and focusing on non-weight related benefits may feel more supportive. So the 10th and last principle is gentle nutrition. This principle is last for a reason. This is where we bring food knowledge back in, but we first must have developed trust and confidence in our own body signals to be our number one guide, so that food knowledge adds on to this to support us. It doesn't become a rule we must follow or take over from our own body knowledge. So the other principles help us develop attunement with our body's internal signals. And then this principle helps us understand more about food. So if we choose to, we can use knowledge to support our health, movement, or well-being goals. Gentle nutrition focuses on what foods you can add in to support your body to function and feel at its best, and empowers you with knowledge you can choose to use or choose not to use, depending what best serves you. It can also support you if you have specific health conditions that foods may support with. A healthy relationship with food and connection with your body is the most important part of healthy eating, and often when we have this, eating for general nutrition comes naturally. So that's a summary of the principles and what to expect as you become an intuitive eater. If you have gotten something from this episode, do hit follow to see upcoming episodes and reach out on Instagram at food.life.freedom to help more people eat without guilt and feel at peace in their body. Leave a 5-star review and share with your community by clicking the 3-dot symbol at the bottom of the episode. For show notes and references, head to foodlifefreedom.com/podcast. And to learn how you can get personalized support, head to foodlifefreedom.com. See you next week.